My name's Denny Winter, and I'm researching how the pursuit of perfection impacts the way that music is performed and produced, and vitally, how that then affects a listener's perception and enjoyment of music. The current trend in music production tends towards time aligning everything to a tempo grid, copying and pasting any repeating sections you can, and auto-tuning vocals. The pushback against this jumps all the way back to the way that things were recorded in the 50s. A band in a room, usually with one or two microphones, and a single take from everyone. But the thing is, most of the great records of our time weren't recorded in either of these ways. They had a band in a room playing a song together, but then they'd still take the time in the studio to make sure that it had a great sound to it. So my hypothesis is that if a song's recorded in all three different ways, that people will tend towards the one that has both the feel and energy of a real live performance, but also has the time and effort put into it in the studio to make it sound as sonically pleasing as possible. So where does the balance lie? What will give the best results for the musicians who are playing and for the audiences who are listening? I'm going to take you through the entire history of recorded music. From writing things on paper as simple notation, all the way up to digital audio workstations. And then we can look at the commodification of music and how high bars to entry for recording studios meant that being able to record a great album was out of the reach of people for so long, but how that then turned around with the computer revolution. Then you'll see how live performances are being augmented by pre-recorded tracks, sometimes transparently, sometimes really not. And then I'll show you some really deceptive things that are being done on the world's number one platform for discovering new music, YouTube, and how this can be really disruptive, not only to the musicians who are trying to make a living, but also to all of those people out there who are just looking for some new music to inspire them. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to record one song three different ways, and then I'm going to put it to the test. I'm going to let people listen to it and see what they think. Do people really want to go back to a single take and all the mistakes? Or do they want a real performance with all the polish on top of it? Or do they want the trend that's there now, where everything is as polished as humanly possible, until it's possibly inhuman? Then we're going to look at all these survey results and find out what people really think. Are people learning to record being led down the wrong path? Are musicians learning to always take shortcuts when taking the full trip would make them better performers? Are they being given the wrong tools for a career in this industry? And ultimately, is the pursuit of perfection taking the muse out of music?